This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. It's a big night for the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce. It's the 117th annual meeting and recognition program going on at the Convention Center. Awards will be handed out for Enterprise of the Year, Small Business of the Year, the Alberta Kimball Community Service Award, and others. The Chamber is also celebrating business anniversaries, including Valley Christian School at 50 years and Conrad Bellman Funeral Home at 150 years. We'll have more on the winners coming up Tuesday on Newsworthy. The Common Council is holding off on having a meeting with taxpayers upset about an increase in their property taxes. The idea will be discussed in a meeting coming up later this month again. Some council members suggested that Oshkosh Media produce a video explaining why taxes increased rather than meeting with taxpayers. The council is also hoping that the kiddie train and the water bikes at Menominee Park can be saved through private donation and support. 3, 2, 1, eat. Oshkosh Restaurant Week is back again with 30 restaurants participating. You can get a full list at discoveroshkosh.com. Some restaurants are offering $13 breakfast. Most are offering $17 lunches and a $29 three-course dinner. In addition to the food, if you eat out three times during the week, you can get some Oshkosh swag from 4 Imprint and the CVB. Page 2, you have until 5 o'clock tomorrow now to finish up that Business Outlook survey for the Chamber of Commerce. We'll have more on the results coming up soon on Newsworthy. The Oshkosh Area School District will host the first Martin Luther King Jr. Day celebration on Monday. It'll bring together students, families, staff, and community members to Vell Phillips Middle School. The event aims to honor Dr. King's legacy. The event is free, but registration is required. Get ready for a January thaw for at least a couple of days, today and tomorrow, but it's back into the deep freeze starting on Sunday. Temperatures will be just above zero with strong winds for most of next week. The DNR has now set limits for the upcoming sturgeon spearing season. The harvest cap will be 280 juvenile females, 717 adult females, and 1,002 males. And the city has approved a plan for 18 single-family homes on the old Washington School site. The project with Habitat for Humanity will bring more affordable housing to town. Turning to sports, the Herd lost last night on the road to Westchester, 114-110. And the Lourdes Academy girls basketball team is now ranked number 4 in the state for Division 5. That's a look at Newsworthy for Thursday, always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.